Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Cyber sex is considered to be something that is potentially destructive. What is cyber sex? Cyber sex can become a destructive addiction. According to psychologist Kimberly Young, who has created the Cyber Sexual Addiction Index to help people determine whether they've crossed the line to an unhealthy dependency, you can become addicted to cyber sex. Let me bring on Stephen Bozell. He is a construction contractor from Corona, California, involved in legal action right now concerning cyber sex, a neighbor, etc. It's a very convoluted, it's a very involved story, Mr. Bozell. Good evening and thank you, and thank you for coming on our program.
It's my pleasure, sir.
Tell me how this all started with you. Were you engaged in cyber sex?
I was engaged in cyber sex over the course of a two-month period.
You're a married man, isn't that right?
Excuse me?
You're a married man, isn't that right?
Yes, sir, I am.
Why were you doing this? Why were you engaged in cyber sex, for you who don't know, is getting into a chat room and talking sexy with people or chatting sexually with people?
That is correct. To answer your question, why I got involved in it is because I was lonely. I'm married, but I was very much felt very lonely. And
why were you lonely? Was your marriage not good?
My marriage is good. My wife had had a baby, and she had been pregnant, and she went ahead and had the baby, even though I had asked her not to. And when a woman is pregnant, I don't know if you're familiar, it is very difficult, if not impossible physically, to have any normal relations with her. It was at that time that I determined that I needed to have some release. And
is your wife pregnant now? Didn't she have the baby?
Yes, she did. Yeah, but...
And yet, a lot of this cyber sex took place after the baby was born. Is that right?
Well, hold on, because your wife's pregnant and she has a baby, but her body is still not anything that you would want to have nothing to do with her. I mean, it's not all that, you know, it's too loose and a lot of different things. So, I decided that...
No, I get the general feeling of what you're saying here. Your wife was not attractive to you, so you were having cyber sex.
I love my wife very much.
No, I believe that you do, but she was not attractive to you, so you were having cyber sex.
Yes, sir. And I got in a little bit too deep.
Go ahead.
I was talking... I got into a chat room with an individual I thought was a woman, and we carried on a sexual relationship for about a month.
What did that include? When you say a sexual relationship, what is that? Did you really believe you're having a sexual relationship with this person?
Well, I do. I was doing things to her, and she was doing stuff to me.
Yeah, but all you're doing is typing onto a keyboard. Isn't that right?
Technically, yeah, that's true. But if you understand cyber sex, you're typing, but you're getting all hot and everything, too. So is the other person, too, because they're telling you that they are. So I got into a chat room.
You met this person in a chat room, and then what'd you do? Go private? Is that what they call going private?
Then we went private, and then we started instant messaging each other. Yes, sir.
Then what happened?
What happened was I found out that the person that I'd been having sex with was my next-door neighbor, who is a man named Roy Hutchins.
All right, this is the part of the story. You were having cyber sex for 2 months with your next-door neighbor who you thought was a woman.
That is correct.
Was he playing a joke on you? Was he actually having sex with you? What?
It was a joke.
How did that happen, sir?
He had found out what my username was, the name that I was using in the chat room that I was in, because I'd been speaking to him about it.
So he knew what your username was, and you didn't know you were talking to your next door neighbor. What is your username, by the way?
My attorney has said that I should not release that.
All right.
So anyway, next thing you know, I'm having some very, very intense and very satisfying sexual encounters. I will tell you now that I was taken to heights of pleasure that I'd only dreamed of.
And this was your next door neighbor, Mr. Hutchins?
Yes, sir.
But you thought it was a woman?
I thought it was a woman because of...
What was the username that he was using?
I'm not sure if you want me to...
Go ahead.
He went by the name of Bone Master.
Bone Master.
Yes, sir. Anyway, she called herself or what I thought was a woman, bone master, and it was probably the happiest 2 weeks of my life. I had great sex, all cyber, so it wasn't cheating, and went, and then he told me.
What did he tell you?
He told me it was he and her, and he thought the whole thing was hysterical, and this guy Hutchins made me look like a fool.
Yes, he did.
Well, see, this wouldn't have happened had my wife not had the baby, and I told her I didn't want it. I want her to have it.
Well, all right, so this is the point of the legal complaint. You're blaming your wife and not Mr. Hutchins?
Yes, sir, I am, because I had told, my wife had said that she was going to have a baby, and I told her I didn't want her to have it. And
why did you use birth control? What has this got to do with anything?
Because I initially did want to have it, but after she got pregnant, my business went bad, and I told her I could change my mind. I didn't want to have it no more, and she said she was going to have it anyway.
Well, what did you expect her to do, have an abortion?
It was still early enough. It would have been legal, and she...
But she refused.
She refused, so she stayed pregnant, and I had to have cyber sex with my next-door neighbor, who's a guy, and now I find out it's a guy, and I look like a fool. And so who would you say is responsible?
Well, Mr. Bozell, if I might, I would say that you, sir, are responsible.
Oh, bullcrap. Every step of the way, my wife's fingerprints have been on my pain. I feel in some way that she needs to pay for my humiliation.
Well, you've gone to your attorney, and you've asked that your wife be forced to have, and let me see if I'm reading this right, breast implants and collagen injections. Why?
Because she'll look good, and I won't have to go online and have sex with Roy Hutchins, which is what happened.
Look, you didn't know you were having sex with Roy Hutchins.
But that's what happened. I wound up having cyber sex with my next-door neighbor who thinks it's funny. I'm so confused because I feel the pain, yet the sex was good, and that's what makes me torn. So I'm not suing nobody. I'm not asking nobody for no money. I just feel my wife should be compelled to have bigger breasts and also to have big lips.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number, 1-800-449-8686. I'm with Steve Bozell. He's a Corona, California construction contractor. He was online having cyber sex with somebody who he thought was a woman. It turns out it was his next-door neighbor who was playing a joke on him. He said he had to go online and have cyber sex because his wife was not attractive enough while she was pregnant, sir?
Any man will tell you that it is very difficult. And it takes, if you have a weak stomach, it's difficult for you to have sex with a pregnant woman. And I have a weak stomach, so I was not able to have no sex with my wife. So
you went and had cyber sex?
I had cyber sex because it was not physical sex, so I'm not cheating on her.
All right, well, I'm not even saying you cheated on your wife. What I'm saying is that, if you'll forgive me, you were a little, shall we say, ignorant?
Well, I don't have to take that.
Well, now, hold on. I mean, you were a little ignorant by saying, well, A, I'm going to go and have cyber sex. B, I found out it was my next-door neighbor, a guy I was having cyber sex with, and he made me feel stupid, but I'm going to make my wife get breast implants and collagen shots so she'll look good. And well, what if she gets pregnant again?
No, she's not going to get... Well, even if she got pregnant again, if she had, like, big boobs and everything, I wouldn't mind it so much. But every man will tell you that to have sex with a pregnant woman, man, that's tough. That's asking a lot. You were talking, I heard you, Mr. Henry, talking about going over fighting Taliban and all that. I'd rather be in the cave looking for Bin Laden than have to mount a woman. And it's just not good.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686 is the number on the Phil Henry Show. I'm going to take a phone call and then we'll go to a break. Let's go to Rachel. Rachel, you're on with Phil Henry and Steve Bozell. Go ahead.
Mr. Bozell.
Yes, ma'am.
I thought this was a joke as I was listening. I've never called a radio show before, but I thought this was a
joke. I tell you, the joke that was played was on me.
I don't understand what's a joke. First of all, I just had a baby 9 months ago, yet I carried on sexual relations with my husband the entire time. Okay? And when you get married, and guess what? I'm not sure what you look like, but I would be willing to place $1 million that you probably have a lot of love handles, and I'm sure you have a big pot belly also, and you're probably not supposed to attract.
That's not the important part. It's the woman's supposed to stay good for the man.
Where does that say in the vows that the woman's supposed to stay to look?
Everybody knows. Well, how come women wear makeup and men don't wear no makeup? See?
What are you talking about?
Is your husband?
That has nothing to do with anything.
I need to ask a question right now. You said that your husband had sex with you while you were pregnant.
Yeah.
Is your husband attractive? Does your husband suffer from any visual disorder? Is he blind or?
Haven't you ever seen a woman who's pregnant who's attractive? I don't know where you're living.
You deserve to be divorced. Is your husband blind?
You know what? The only pleasure that your wife has in life right now is probably her child.
Ma'am, if when a woman is pregnant, you can't get on top, or can't go in from behind neither.
Okay, I don't want to get, let's not get graphic, okay?
No, I don't
other
mean,
ways.
I don't mean to, but I'm just saying.
But you know what? Your wife should leave you. You have no right to be a father.
My wife should leave me.
I'm appalled. Your wife should leave you. I'm appalled at these comments. Who the hell are you going to sue? And what right are you going to have to sue anybody?
I'm not suing nobody. What
then
I am
why do you
saying,
have an attorney?
I'm saying legal. I'm trying to compel my wife legally to get breast implants and to have her butt made nicer looking.
Okay, and even if she has that, you're telling me you're not going to go up cyber sex again? I think you're probably a closet homosexual. You should just come out of the closet.
How do you figure I'm a homosexual when I want to have sex with a girl?
Because you got turned on by your next-door neighbor.
I didn't know. He said he was a girl.
I think you probably did know. Well, you're probably lying.
Okay, what guy calls himself Bone Master?
Maybe the woman said she was, you know, look, Bone Master, he could be talking about himself, his bone.
Said he was a girl, so that's all I can say.
Well,
and if somebody writes you a letter and claims to be a woman, you're going to believe it's a woman, too. That's all I can say.
Your comments are totally appalling. They're embarrassing. I cannot believe you're a father. I'm embarrassed for
the thing I want to ask you, Mr. Bozell, is you said that your wife, you wanted to have the baby, your wife got pregnant, but then you didn't want to have the baby.
Right.
So you're giving her, I mean, what did you expect? She was going to have an abortion?
It was still
probably
early enough. It would have been legal. It would have been legal.
Her satisfaction in life right now is probably this child, obviously not you, and she should definitely be leaving you, and you definitely deserve to be.
Well, I don't know what she's going to leave me for. I did not cheat on her. I had cyber sex with a woman that I thought was named Bone Master. Turns out to be my next door neighbor, Roy Hutchins.
I don't care about the cyber sex. That doesn't bother me. It's your comments about your wife. That's what's the discussion.
Well, the comment that you said that no man can make love to a pregnant woman who has a weak stomach.
That's absolutely true. Ask any man.
Mr. Bozell, are you a father? Do you have children?
Yes, ma'am. I've got three.
Okay. So all of a sudden, so just on the third time is when it happened?
No, this has been this way, but only recently have I been involved in the cyber sex end.
So when your wife was pregnant the other two times...
What?
You didn't have sex...
Yeah, what happened then?
Well, I didn't have no sex with her, if that's what you're asking me. I mean, do I look stupid?
Yeah, you do. You just said, I don't have no sex with her. Use proper English.
It's up to her to bring the birth control. I put the garbage in the bag. She puts the bag on my garbage. You understand what I'm saying? So she has to provide the birth control so that we can have normal sex.
You know what? You deserve to be single, and you deserve to be on the computer, and that should be your only satisfaction in life because no woman should ever be with you.
I don't understand what I did wrong.
Well, I mean, all right, thank you for your call, Rachel. You don't understand.
Women can't shave down there when they're pregnant, and it gets...
Okay, man! Steve Bozell is with us. He's retained an attorney to force his wife to have breast implants and collagen shots because she's not that attractive when she's pregnant, and because she's not that attractive when she's pregnant, he went online and had cyber sex with what he thought was a woman, and it turned out to be his next-door neighbor, a man named Roy Hutchins, who, is, as far as I can tell, is not named in the suit. Mr. Hutchins was joking, said he was kidding around, and Mr. Bozell feels humiliated by the whole thing. He also wanted his wife to have an abortion when he decided he didn't want to have a kid after all. This guy is he's a mess, and he's the one who hired the lawyer? 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. The other thing he said was, no man can make love to a pregnant woman. It's no man who has a weak stomach can make love to a pregnant woman. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I just heard what you were saying about me being confused and messed up.
Well, you heard me saying that you were confused and messed up because you were talking about wanting a baby, then not wanting a baby. Your wife got pregnant. You couldn't make love to her because she was too freaky looking. And then you want to make her have breast implants, and through it all you had cyber sex, and it turned out you were having cyber sex with your next-door neighbor, and you're blaming this all on your wife, and your next-door neighbor was a guy?
Yes, and that's the part that was humiliating. I was having cyber sex, and as I said, it was some of the best sex that I ever had.
You know what I would do if I were advising you? I would advise you to stop talking about how great the sex was that you had online, because it was with your next-door neighbor who was playing a joke on you, and this makes you look a little stupid, okay?
Mr. Henry, The first casualty of war is truth, and I will not be told that I can't say the things that are on my mind.
Okay, well then, let's just say it. Roy Hutchins, your next door neighbor...
I did not know it was Roy Hutchins. It was a woman who called herself Bone Master.
And that Bone Master thing, man, you gotta stop with that, okay? Roy Hutchins gave you the greatest sex of your life, and he was joking with you, man.
That's the part that's so hard to take.
Yeah! Yeah! Can't be the best sex you ever have. It's got to be. You must be deluding yourself or something. Tara on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Tara.
It was good.
Mr. Bozell?
Yes, ma'am.
I am appalled at what you are saying, and I'm just wondering, where is your wife?
Are you currently pregnant?
I just had a baby 4 months ago and had sex with my husband on a regular basis, and he thought I was very attractive.
Is he engaging in sex with you willingly, or?
Yes.
You know.
Very willingly.
I'm just asking.
I mean, where is your wife and all? You knowing what you're saying?
My wife understands that I was humiliated by the fact that I had cyber sex with Roy Hutchins, okay? So she understands that, but she just wants to make me happy. I want to make her happy, okay? The part where she can make me happy is she could just get her boobs big or something, and the part where I would make her happy is I provide her with a home. I also provided and I don't mean to be crude, but I provided the sperm that made the baby that she has now.
The sperm that made the baby, if
see,
you're listening...
She don't give me no credit on that, okay?
Listen to yourself. Listen to yourself.
You have kids,
and you are degrading your wife.
Ma'am,
yeah, you really, don't you love your wife more than that?
I love my wife. I would die for my wife and my children.
Okay.
Well, you know what?
You're
if you were my husband,
her.
You probably would die because I would probably kill you.
What did I do wrong?
You are the most ignorant person I believe I have ever heard in my life.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir, please.
Does your husband have any kind of a physical deformity on his face or?
My husband is probably one of the better looking guys around.
So in other words, he couldn't get any better than you while you were pregnant, or I don't understand.
What are you asking the question of?
Why would he have to have sex with a woman what is pregnant?
Because
why wouldn't you? Because you love your wife, you're attracted to them.
Well, the physical trauma that I went through and the psychological trauma is I had cyber sex with an individual who I thought was a woman named...
Well, it sounds like to me that you're sick.
And it
was good sex. It sounds like to me you're sick.
How
and I
sick?
Agree.
How am I sick?
I agree with the lady who called before. I think you might be a homosexual, and this has traumatized you because now you're thinking about having to come out of the closet.
I've never smoked a pole in my life.
Would you please?
I'm sorry, but I have never been involved in no homosexual activity at all. I was having cyber sex with whom I thought was a woman.
She had called
herself a woman. And
I wish you would get your wife on the show.
Then I find out that who I was having sex with is a guy. And
are
now
you
I'm
serious?
I'm confused.
He had
Mr.
cyber
Bozell.
Sex. He had cyber sex, ma'am. Tara, this is Phil Henry, with his next door neighbor, and his next door neighbor was playing a joke on him. He thought it was
a real.
Okay.
But what does
and every time I see Roy Hutchins,
wife?
And every time I see Roy Hutchins bent over changing spark plugs in his car, I'm thinking about I had the best sex of my life with that jackass, who I don't even like.
You know what?
I used to call him pile driver when we was online together and everything. I feel so embarrassed. I feel so humiliated.
Are you serious? Is this a joke?
Jesus.
You...
No, he's devastated by this.
Right.
He's devastated by a lot of stuff. But the problem is, you're not blaming the right person. The person you got to blame is you, Steve.
I didn't know anything.
You're the guy that had cyber sex. You're the guy that wanted the baby. You're the guy that wants your wife to change. Why don't you accept her for who she is?
Thank you.
I do accept her. When I married her, she was 220 pounds, so don't tell me I didn't accept nothing about her not being acceptable to her.
What?
And by the way, Mr. Bozell...
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Phil Hendry back with Stephen Bozell, a construction contractor from Corona, California. He has got an attorney. He wants to force his wife to have breast implants because she wasn't all that good looking when she was pregnant. He had to go online and have cyber sex with what he thought was a woman. It turned out to be his next door neighbor, Roy Hutchins. So now you feel manipulated by Mr. Hutchins and your wife. And repeat very slowly for my audience what you just said to me during the break.
Just what I said about wanting to go back online looking for Bone Master?
Yes. You know that the person you were talking to online who you thought was a woman called herself Bone Master, you know that was Roy Hutchins.
Yeah, I know it was Roy Hutchins. That's what I'm saying. But I still, every now and again, when I'm in my office, I can see next door, I can see his office, which is catty corner, and I can see that he's online.
So what do you do?
Yeah. I log on and I look around for Bone Master. I think maybe he's online.
So you want to have cyber sex with this guy who's your next door neighbor, even though you know it's a guy.
Well, I know it's a guy, but he play acts like he's a girl. That's all I'm saying.
And he does it that good?
Yeah, he does it that good.
Wait, is your wife, you know, can you make love to her now? Is she acceptable to you?
Just maybe probably, oh, I'd give it 2 more weeks. She's just got to tighten up a little bit more.
2 more weeks, huh? And then she'll be acceptable to you.
I don't appreciate being yelled at, sir. I don't appreciate it.
I'm just trying to understand what you're saying. You're going online looking for Bone Master now, even though you know it's your next-door neighbor, Roy Hutchins. 1-800-449-8686. Chana.
Yes.
She's on the treadmill 3 hours a day, so she's going to tighten up good.
Chana, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was listening, and I don't understand where you're coming from. My father is a very good-looking man, and my mother was a beautiful woman. And he found her more attractive knowing that she was carrying his child than he did while she was not pregnant.
Did he walk with a limp or have any war wound or anything?
No, my father was gorgeous. My father is a gorgeous man. He's right. Very good looking. He's had many
maybe
women.
He has a really, well, I don't mean to be, maybe it's real small.
Well, he's an Italian
why would he want to do that?
Why would he want to?
Yeah,
because she was gorgeous. She was carrying his children, which was the most important thing to him and in the world.
Yeah.
It really was.
Well, it's been nice talking with you. I don't know.
Well, listen to the woman, what she's saying.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, they're real gorgeous.
They are glowing. They're carrying your child.
Yeah, regular. That's like damn Mamie Van Doren.
Oh, my God.
Well.
And another thing, sir, your wife.
Ma'am, could I ask you a question?
Sure.
You sound like you like your dad a whole lot. What's that about?
My dad is a very good man.
Yeah. Okay, Phil.
You know, sir,
I've had enough of sick sex and weirdos and cyber sex. And
yeah,
the lady's talking about her father, okay?
Yeah, a little bit too much, too, about her father.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, sir. No, sir.
Yes,
I do appreciate my father.
Sir.
He's
three
a good man.
Three bags full.
Sir, I'm not having sex with other women on cyber sex. And knowing it. And
let me ask you
and
this.
Another thing, sir.
Do you know about the size of his penis?
No.
Thank
and why
God.
Would I?
Thank God.
Why
Thank
would
God.
I? Why would I, sir?
Yeah,
my
why
father's
would you, right?
a good
why
man.
Why the hell do you know anything else about him?
She's talking about how her father was attracted to her mother when she was pregnant.
Right.
And my husband.
There had to be some kind of a malformed member or.
My father had more
had
women,
a,
sir.
Must have
I'm sure.
A Peter Bilt or something. I don't know what. Your father had more women.
I'm sure.
Hey,
well, my
let me
explain something
sex
to you.
Life?
My mother passed when I was 10.
Passed what?
Passed away.
All right, I thought.
Okay, and she
Look
was gorgeous.
Look, hold on for a minute, hold on. If you want to be a smartass now, is this where you're going with this?
I made a little joke.
You made a little joke. You're on my show talking about your wife having to have an abortion, not good and looking enough, Roy Hutchins, cyber sex with a guy, and now you're making jokes. Is that it?
Mr. Anna, can I say something?
What?
A lot of the people that you've had calling up are a little boring, and I'm trying to lighten it up.
Let me do that, okay?
I'm sorry.
Let me be the host of the show, okay?
Ma'am, can I ask you, was your father's member shaped like a hook, or did it turn?
Okay.
You know what, sir?
Yeah, you know.
Honestly, I would not know that. But my father had so many women after my mother passed, his new wife,
Right.
She was very good looking as well.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Leave the laughs to me, okay?
Well,
just leave the laughs to me, okay? Jason, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
I've got a question for Phil.
Yes, sir.
Why are you even wasting your time with him tonight?
Hey, let me just...
Hold on, I'll answer the man's question. I mean,
no,
the man
I'm
was...
To...
Oh, you can talk to me.
Okay, I'll talk to you.
You need to talk to
me. No, let me talk.
No, Mr. Henry, I'm the guest. I'll talk to this guy. He don't have to talk to me like I'm not here.
No, he wanted I'll talk to you in a second, but I'd like to talk to him.
No, you talk to me, okay?
Okay, I'll talk to you.
Talk to me.
No, you can talk to me, all right?
Who am I talking
to? You're talking to me.
You're talking to me, the host.
I'm a guest.
No, talk to me, the host. Ask me your question.
No, I'm the guest on the show.
Hold on for a minute. You have to talk to me.
Okay.
All right. What did you want to know?
Why are you gotta talk to me.
Will you shut up? I'm gonna put you on hold in a minute.
Well, he's gotta talk to me.
Hold on. What is that, sir?
Why are you wasting your time with him tonight? It seems like he's just calling to get his 15 minutes of fame on the show. And we both know that he's probably a closet homosexual.
I am.
How dare you, sir, call me that? I was having
sex
with.
Dude, you're talking to a guy that's named Bone Man.
I didn't know it was a guy, did I?
You want to get back with him.
Steve, are you asking a lot of questions about? You're asking a lot of questions about penises. Sounds a little weird to me.
It sounds real weird to me too.
Hold on for a minute. That girl, come on. She's talking about her daddy and how good he is and everything.
She wasn't talking about how good he was.
Well, she was saying he had all kind of women and this kind of thing. She never, not once said she was married. All she could do is talk about her daddy.
Man, just because you're messed up, don't mean everybody else is.
Hey, dude, how am I messed up?
Dude, you're wanting to get with your neighbor again, even though you know his name is Bone Master, and you're sitting here calling him Pile Driver? Come on, buddy, my old lady calls me that.
I called him that when I thought it was a woman.
Nah, how you going to call a woman Pile Driver?
So now you're laughing at me.
Yeah.
I'm laughing at you.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm laughing.
I done heard it all. Now I can die in peace.
Hey, you know something, sir?
Yeah.
I dare you to go into a chat room and talk to some person who is just giving it to you good, and you think it's a girl, and then you find out it's a guy. I wouldn't call you no queer.
Oh, man. I'd want somebody else to.
What's that?
I said I'd want somebody else to. You're sitting here. Let's face the facts. You're wanting to get back with your neighbor. You know he's a guy. You're calling him Pile Driver. Those things don't add up. Are you a homosexual? Yes
no,
or no?
Because the
that's
sex
the
that he offers on
that's
cyber.
That's the question I'm looking to answer.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
You
no.
sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean,
denial
is the biggest thing.
I'm pretty damn sure about that.
Phil, what do you think?
Well, you did call him Pile Driver.
Bull crap.
Exactly.
No, hold on for a second now. Okay, both of you can go straight to hell. Thank you.
Nah. Hey, he hung up on us, Phil?
He hung up. Yeah.
He hung up on us?
Yeah. Okay, so you want to get back with your neighbor who calls himself Bone Master. I got to get out of here. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
It is our annual Thanksgiving Day marathon. Steve Bozell is a construction contractor from Corona, California. He moved to California back in 1994 with his family from Knoxville, Tennessee. His wife, April, his son, Steve Jr., and his daughter, April Jr., live out in Corona. And he has a construction company called B&B Construction. Since moving here to California, he has found a lot not to his liking. From his initial days, not appreciative of the particularly heavy winter they had to live through back in 1994-95, he sued the California Chamber of Commerce because they said it was the Golden State and there was a lot of sunshine. He sued them because it rained too much. Then when he had his cable TV cut off because he didn't pay the bill, he sued the cable company because everybody has a right to cable whether they pay for it or not. Well, since then, it's gotten even more bizarre. Steve Bozell has sued his dog. He sued his own daughter. He sued his own wife. He sued his own son. He sues constantly his next-door neighbor, Roy Hutchins, and one of his own employees, Cliff Pettigrew. He sues everybody and anybody for all kinds of crazy things. In fact, Steve tried to use you're not going to believe this one. Steve tried to use a plumber's putty once as a lubricant for, shall we say, an act of self-gratification. And because it got stuck or something, he sued them, even when he was caught in an outhouse doing it. So that's Steve Bozell. Steve Ozell is a particularly interesting character of ours because he has websites devoted to him all over the internet. And on top of everything else, G. Gordon Liddy, supposedly one of the great talk show hosts in America, USA Today called him that, is so stupid. He thinks Steve Ozell is real and has actually read out Steve Ozell lawsuits on his so-called show, end quote. Steve's employees don't think he has much of a sense of humor. So he wanted to prove them wrong. And while he and his staff were coming out of a restaurant, Steve noticed a woman walking down the street with blood on the rear of her pants. He shouted at her, "Hey, lady, it looks like you got shot in the ass." Well, nobody laughed.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
I would just like to tell this guy, you know, I really feel sorry for your son. You have a son, and you're raising a son.
My son's watching TV
him
right
to
now.
Be a man. And have a view like you have about a subject like that?
Wait a second. My son's watching TV. I always
you know,
down with him right now.
Let's turn the tables for a second. Had I been the boss and I had four guys
Art, can
that
I ask
worked
you, Art,
for me...
Art, can I ask you, just... Art, hold on. Would you tell your son to turn that TV down?
Chad, you got to turn the TV down.
Go ahead, Art.
Had I been the boss, I had four of my employees... construction workers, rocket scientists, or whatever the hell they were. And they made a... They made
a comment. Wait a minute. Wait. All right. Tell them to turn the TV down. I can't hear the gentleman.
I'm sorry, Chad. You need to turn the TV set down. Daddy told you to turn the TV down, or I will put the hurt on you. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Art.
Just to speed up what I want to say.
Yes, sir.
If I were the boss, I had four construction guys with me. If one of them made a comment like that, their asses would have been fired as quick as a hiccup. Somebody should have had authority over you to tell you when to talk and when not to talk. That was an asinine comment.
Information.
It was moronic for you to say something like that and expect somebody to laugh. If, first of all, it wasn't funny. Number two, it's totally insensitive.
Well, now, hold the phone, sir. I used to be a stand-up comic. I've done jokes and everything.
Well, I can tell why you got out of the comic business and got into the hammer and the nail business. You got a mentality like you need to be flipping burgers at McDonald's. You know, you... And Phil, I enjoy your show. That's all I got to say. I'm sorry, this guy and people like him have children.
You have no business
with children.
Sir, excuse me, sir. I'm a good father. And I'll, hold on, that's Carrot Top. Keep it on. Sir, I'm a...
You have no business with children. You really don't.
Sir, that's an insult to say
you need,
to a man.
You need a class in how to be a human being, man. That's what you need.
I did stand-up comedy and everything.
And my prayers go out to the guy and his son who's on dialysis.
Sir,
I hope the courts will step in and do the right thing and shut
absolutely.
Your stupid ass
absolutely,
down.
Absolutely, Art.
Thank you very much.
Art, they ruined a good monkey when they cut the tail off of you.
Yeah, right.
Boy, that is lame. You can't get your kid to... What show is he watching? What show is he watching?
He's watching a comedy show or something. I don't know. Turn it, keep it, don't go back to Carrot Top, goddammit. Go take it all the way around the dial now again and put it on Carrot Top. What do you want, Phil?
What do I want? Did you just hit your kid?
Oh, man, look at that. You know what that's on the TV right now, Phil? The monster truck singing that.
Bug off. Hold. Hold on. That's Carrot Top. Oh, come on. I'm sure that's a perfect capper on that cat. Hey, hold on, man. That's Carrot Top. Turn it back. Oh, God. I used to be a stand-up comic. I got all the lines, man. I could have been great. The only problem was I had a cocaine problem. That isn't that funny.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
Steve says he can sympathize with what Kobe Bryant is going through. Steve had a similar experience back in college when he was charged with sexual battery. At the time of the incident, Steve was involved with a young man in a wheelchair pledging Steve's fraternity.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
Yeah, Mr. Bozell, I think your mind was raped in 85.
if you think that Mr. Bryant is only getting attention because he's black, you are so wrong and pathetic.
No, I didn't say that's the only reason, but that's a big, big, big part of it.
No, it's no part of it. It's because who he is. Kobe Bryant's name is mentioned. He automatically grabs attention of everybody, no matter what he does. Black people every day in this country get charged with rape. You don't see him all over the news. It wouldn't make any difference what color he was.
Well, let me ask you, because how come I didn't get the same media coverage?
Because you were nobody, that's why. Who the hell wanted to interview you? I mean, you were nothing. I mean, you could draw no attention.
That may be true as far as you're concerned, but I was living at that time on campus in Tennessee at this university, and I was very well known
probably were ashamed of you is what it was, and they probably wanted to hide the fact that one of their alumni would do such a dastardly deed. I mean,
see how you describe it? But Kobe Bryant, you want to give him all kinds of accolades, and he's been charged with the same thing.
Nobody's giving him anything. I mean, he's being charged with a serious crime.
Yeah, Kobe Bryant hasn't been convicted yet, though. You admit you did it.
That's really not, I don't think that's relevant, though, because...
have a problem. You have a deeper problem than you have some type of... You need some type of confirmation for what you've done or something. I don't know what it is, but I think you need to seek help.
Sir, I don't need any help. I'm simply on the radio.
You definitely need help. Anybody who would call and announce that they raped a guy in a wheelchair wants attention and was mad because he didn't get attention, you don't think you need help? You definitely need help.
Sir, all I'm asking is a logical question. Why didn't I get coverage on
Because
CNN?
You were nobody. You were nobody. How many times do I got to tell you that? You're nobody now and you're nobody then.
Frank,
now you got to face the facts that you're a nobody.
Okay, I understand that I'm not famous nationally, but I said in the Murfreesboro Tri-County area, my case is more unusual than Kobe's. I raped a man. You're right, I did, and it's bad. It's very bad. I raped a man.
They were ashamed of it. They were probably ashamed of it.
No, but if you think objectively about it, I raped a guy in a wheelchair, and the media should have been all over that. That's pretty big news. You don't think that's big news?
No.
Oh, okay.
No way.
All right, Frank. Frank's point, I think, is pretty well made. I mean, you know, you might be known in the Tri-County area of Murphy, whatever the hell that was, but, Kobe Bryant is not only a national name, he's an international name, and this case has implications positive and negative.
But what I'm trying to say is the fact that I raped a guy in a wheelchair, that makes up for the fact that I'm not Kobe G.D. Bryant and he's in all of his black skin.
Bill Henry Show.
Comedy Gold.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Define prostitute.
You okay?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes you just wonder whether you did the right thing or not, you know.
We're on the air right now, Mr. Bozell. If you want to keep talking? Do you want to keep talking, Mr. Bozell?
Yes, sir. That's fine. Since that I've been married 17 years, I always try to do the right thing. And I always seem to come up short.
What you told me was, and my audience has joined us, you told me you walked into the house after getting good news, right?
Yes, sir. I had my test back. I'd had some chest pains back in October. My doctor had me going for a full physical, and I got everything back was normal. My cholesterol is normal. My blood work's normal. I was very concerned. I was very worried, so it was quite a load off my mind. And as I came home, and my wife was there with some women from the kids' school, and they were doing a cookie exchange, which is what they do to raise money for the school. And again, you have to understand my mood. I was feeling good, and I made a comment to Dee Dee Young, who works with my wife on school projects. I said, hey, Dee Dee, because I noticed when I came in, And I said, hey, Dee Dee, nice camel toe. And it was there for everybody to see. I went into the kitchen to get a beer, and I went upstairs to take a shower.
And that's when your wife sought you out, right?
But she didn't just seek me out. She lit into me, told me I had no class. Told me I was crude, rude. I didn't have any breeding, all this. Here I am. I had a great day.
Now, you had said to Dee Dee Young, who's a friend of your wife's, nice camel toe?
Yeah. First of all, I did it for two reasons. I didn't think it was that terrible of a thing to say. I was just like telling somebody they got a cowlick or they got something stuck between their teeth. And also because I was in a good mood, so I just said something off the tip of the top of my head.
You thought you were doing the lady a favor?
Yes, sir. I mean, yes, sir. I thought she was going to go get up and walk out in the street. Looked like she'd been sitting on a bar stool all afternoon, which I know Dee Dee very well. She's a good woman. She loves her children. She's walking out with a camel toe. People think she's had a rear end parked on a bar stool all afternoon, wearing tight pants. I made a harmless comment. I was feeling good. I said I saw camel toe.
Why did you think that was harmless, Steve? Just out of...
Well, are you telling me that it's not?
Well, I don't want to commit to any... Why did you think it was harmless?
Well, I don't think there's any difference between telling a woman she has a camel toe and she's got food stuck between her teeth. I was making a comment that I thought would be helpful, and she's got this thing, you put a quarter there. Now come to find out these people, they've canceled their contract with me. It's a $70,000 addition to their home, and they've canceled the contract.
Now, the people that have canceled this contract, the wife was the one who you said this comment to, right?
That's the Youngs, yeah. Bob and Dee Dee.
Bob and Dee Dee Young have canceled this $70,000 contract. You're a construction contractor, right?
Yes, I am. And that's the other thing, sir. I mostly do commercial. I hardly ever do any residential anymore, but I did this as a favor to them. And also because I wanted to take my wife on a cruise. And the money would come in handy.
How much was this worth? This was a bid for...
It was about $70,000.
And it was a bid for a new family room or something?
Yeah, sliders. And just because I said to this woman, nice camel toe, they take $70,000 out of my pocket. They make it virtually impossible for me to take my wife on a cruise. The cruise company won't give me my deposit back. I was feeling so good. And now...
Okay.
And the other thing that about the cruise I wanted to take my wife on was that her father has never thought much of me. My wife's father, my father-in-law, has always thought that I was just nothing. And I wanted to show him how good I treat his daughter, and that's out the window now. He comes over on Thanksgiving. He wants to carve the turkey. He's telling me what to do. He calls me soft. He calls me emotional.
All right, Steve, you walked into the room. You saw one of your wife's friends. You said, hey, nice camel toe. You went up and took a shower, and your wife came in and screamed at you. And that was the first that you knew you'd done something wrong.
That was the first I knew I'd done something wrong.
As far as you're concerned, telling a woman nice camel toe is the same as saying you got some food stuck between your teeth.
I was trying to do the woman a favor. You see people go out into these women, go out in the public with their capri pants all sucked up. And I was trying to do her a favor.
Now, this lawsuit that you're filing is rather comprehensive, isn't it?
You better believe it. I'm suing them, the Youngs, for breach of contract. They got no right to cancel the contract with me just because I said the guy's wife, you know, had camel toe. It wasn't like I'm trying to say I'm hot for her or anything. I'm also suing the Ensenada Empress Cruise Lines for not giving me back my deposit. And also, and this is the most painful part, Mr. Henry, I'm forced to sue my own father-in-law as a preemptive civil measure. Against him in case he tries to emotionally abuse me, I will have a legal order of restraint. That's physical against him, not verbal. So I will try to get a legal order of restraint so that he can't give me a hard time for not taking his daughter on a cruise, and also he won't be able to give me a hard time no more at Thanksgiving. I'm suing the cruise line because I could have taken the cruise, but they won't give me my deposit back, and I'm suing the Youngs because they canceled the contract, and also because they got no sense of humor, and all I said was a nice camel toe.
Okay, this is a lot of stuff to think of. I'm going to give our phone number out here, sir, and see if our audience has a comment on it.
That doesn't make any difference to me, sir. I just came on to tell my story because my attorney asked me to call some radio stations, and that's what I'm doing.
Okay, but I give my phone number out in case people want to talk about it, okay?
I just don't understand what's the matter with people. If I had my pants all shoved up, I would want someone to tell me. If I had my, and I'm sure you would too.
I don't really care. If my pants are all the way up my you know what, I'm going to pull him down. I can generally feel it.
Well, I'm just trying to do her a favor.
All right, well, I'll give her a number out. It's 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is a lawsuit. How much money are you asking in total from the Ensenada Empress Cruise Lines, from the Youngs, and from your father-in-law?
My attorney has the entire complaint, but I believe we're asking in excess of $10 million. $10 million for emotional distress, $10 million for breach of contract, $10 million for verbal abuse.
Do you really think it's worth suing over something like this?
I don't know what else I can do. I don't know what else I can do. I came home feeling good, and all of a sudden, my wife tells me I'm a piece of... I don't have any class. I don't have any manners. I'm uncouth. I'm a boor. Why did I say this? I said, what did I say? She said, you said to Dee Dee, nice camel toe. You don't ever say that.
Well, you do know that you're referencing a very private thing, right?
You know, let me ask you something, a very private thing. You go down here to any of the restaurants in the area that we live in, and women have their cleavage. They're showing that.
Yeah, but you don't go up to a woman and say, nice cleavage, do you?
Some men do.
I've never heard a man say nice cleavage to a woman.
Some men do. Some men notice it and go, you know, you got a nice pair or whatever.
Well, I've never heard that. I mean, you're in the construction business. Maybe some of the guys are a little rowdy.
Well, I don't know. Some of my guys are rowdy. But if it was so private, why does she wear her pants like that? It made the thing sticking out and everything.
I think it's a rude thing to say, Steve. I got to be honest with you, okay? Okay?
Yeah.
All right. I think it's a rude thing to say. I don't know whether you're going to win the breach of contract suit. So because you said this about the guy's wife having a camel toe or whatever, he has canceled his contract.
He has canceled his contract, a $70,000 addition to the back of his home, which with that money I would take my wife on an Ensenada cruise on an Ensenada Empress cruise, and then her father wouldn't think that I'm just some silly son of a bitch.
Her father thinks you're a silly son of a bitch?
Daddy always wonders why I married you.
Well, you sound like a successful businessman. You have your own contracting company, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you do commercial business and residential business. It's just the fact that you had a misjudgment there, I would say. You don't see that?
I don't see that at all. No, sir, Mr. Henry. I can tell you I've been around people my whole life. And you go up to a woman and say, hey, you got a camel toe working there. Hey, you know what? Most women just laugh it off.
Do you know Ms. Young?
I know her husband.
But you don't know her?
I don't know what that has to do with it.
Going up to a woman that you don't even know and saying that?
I can assure you, Mr. Henry, I don't know what you know about business, but it's very, you can say that. It's not a big deal.
All right, Steve, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. He walked into this man, Mr. Bozell, a construction contractor, walked into his home where his wife was entertaining some female friends, and he saw one of the women, and he said, hey, nice camel toe. And apparently she took great offense. His wife got upset with him. They've canceled a $70,000 contract, construction contract. He's going to sue them for breach of contract. He's suing a cruise line because he can't take his wife on a cruise now because the money he was looking for from that contract's not forthcoming. Sometimes I think we're doing people's court here, you know? I really sometimes... Some of those situations that we hear in this show. In addition, he's going to sue his own father-in-law, a man who he says has been emotionally abusive to him in the past and is sure to be again once he finds out that he's not taking his daughter on a cruise. And therefore, he's going to try and preempt that abuse by filing a restraining order on him. He's asking for $10 million from the cruise line, from the neighbors, and from his father-in-law. Do you think it's rude of a man to say something like that to a woman, especially a woman he doesn't know? Or is it simply like telling somebody you've got some food stuck between your teeth or you got a little food on your chin? 1-800-449-8686. The phrase was, nice camel toe, by the way. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Extreme Radio.
Bill Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Stephen Bozella, a construction contractor involved in a lawsuit. This is a personal lawsuit against not only a member of your own family, Mr. Bozell, some neighbors who were friends of your wife's, and a cruise company. And I feel it necessary to explain to people, since we have had a couple of calls, what a camel toe is.
Well, I
could probably do it. It's when clothing gets caught in a certain crevice of the body, shall we say. And that's about it, right?
Yes, sir. And Mr. Henry, there are certain things, as human beings, I think we should say to each other. Tell each other you got something in your teeth. Telling people that you got your button undone, your fly is undone, or something in your nose. Or if you've got your clothes are shoved up the crack. And this Dee Dee Young could have really scared some people with that thing, too, because she's not a thin woman. And I think you know what I'm talking about. She's a heavy woman. And that is scary. That is something that can frighten anyone.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. $10 million you want from your father-in-law, the Ensenada Empress Cruise Lines, and the Youngs, because they were going to have you build a family room for them, and now they've canceled. George, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Yeah, this is George.
Go ahead, George.
Hey, I think that what you did, Steve, was very rude. And you need to take responsibility for your own actions. Quit blaming everyone else. I mean, your father-in-law probably knows you better than you know yourself, because you're running around whining like a little kid, blaming everyone else and trying to sue for millions of dollars. And that's just typical of what's going on in this country, where people refuse to take responsibility for their own actions.
But I say, grow up and move on. Wouldn't you want me to tell you that you had food on your face or food stuck in your teeth?
You don't look at somebody's wife the minute you go through a front door and stare at private parts and then make a comment about it. If anybody had done that to your wife, you would have punched them in the face.
I would have.
Now, that's a very good comment. What would you do if somebody had done that to your wife?
I wouldn't have done nothing. I would have thought he was being helpful.
Helpful?
You would have said, thank you very much for staring at my wife's private parts? I don't think so.
I'll tell you what's rude. That Dee Dee Young walked around with what looked like that thing, and she's very overweight. She's very overweight.
But that is her business. I mean, if her husband loves her the way she is, how she looks is really none of your business.
Oh, I don't think
but
that her
now,
husband...
But now he has to worry about how you're going to look at his wife and what kind of comments you're going to make while you're working at his house and he's at home. So I can see why he would cancel the contract. He doesn't want you running around his house staring at his wife's private parts making comments.
Sir, that's your common sense. I got to tell you, I am a happily married man. I love my wife very much. I would never in a million years do that. I felt good. I just had a physical.
Yeah, you explained all of that, but then you walked in, you looked at the guy's wife, and you said, nice camel toe.
That's the first thing through the door. Right. Not, I love you, honey, I missed you, but you stare at somebody else's woman and making a comment about her private parts.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Think about it.
I'll tell you what, don't you think this is equally rude to come over to my house when you're weighing about 180 pounds, and you got your pants pulled up so high that everything you can see. Don't you think that's rude?
I don't think, you know, if the lady feels comfortable dressing like that and she's got clothing on, what is wrong with that if she's comfortable?
Aren't I allowed to say anything like, Jesus, you know, can't you maybe let a little air in between your skin and those pants?
Look, do you understand what this man is saying?
What?
The first thing through the door... Not, hi, honey, I'm home. Not, where are the kids? But, hey, Dee Dee, nice camel toe.
That means you walk through that door and you stare right at that lady's private parts.
You think I was staring at her you-know-what?
That's the first thing you did when you walked through the door. Now, your wife has to be wondering what you're thinking about.
Well, and George...
I tell you, George, you can't miss it. If you came over to my house, you'd be on my side. You can't even miss this woman.
Okay, come on. Enough comments about the weight, all right? George, thank you very much. 1-800...
Well, I don't think... Are you married, George?
Yes, I am married.
Okay.
And I can see exactly how this person would be very upset. And I... Still, you need to take responsibility. Apologize to the lady.
Exactly.
Grow up and move on.
My God, she's wearing... She's a walking magazine rack, and I can't say anything.
All right.
You need to grow up.
Okay, George,
it's none of your business. It's
right.
Not your wife.
1-800-449-8686. Steve Bozell, construction contractor from Corona, California, walked into his home, looked at a friend of his wife and said, nice camel toe. And now, a result of that comment...
I've lost a contract. I have lost two friends. My father-in-law is going to think that I'm a piece of garbage like he usually does. I can't take my wife on a cruise all on account of some people don't... I even when I try to be helpful.
And that's why you were crying when you called our show.
You said you wouldn't mention anything.
But that's why you were crying.
Because even when I try to be helpful.
Let's go to Mary Frances. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, Mary Frances. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, ma'am, good.
You know, I don't think this man's malicious, but he's got to be completely socially inept. You don't tell a woman that she's got camel toe. That's rude. That's insulting. She can't do anything about it. What's she going to do?
Ma'am.
I understand that you think it's like being helpful.
Yes, ma'am.
But it's not, and that's what you have to understand.
All you have to do is reach down.
The real world. It's not, and I cannot find a single woman. You say in the business world? I understand the business world, every level of it. And no woman at any level would ever want to hear that. And I would look at you like you were the biggest freak on the face of the earth if you said that to me, and I would be offended.
Wait a minute. All you
and the reason that you want to sue other people for your, you know, lack of judgment in what you say, take responsibility, man. Get over it. You made a mistake, and you're going to pay the consequences for it.
Ma'am, the
cruise line and anybody else, no, it's not their fault that you said something inappropriate. And you know what? If you said it to me, I'd be like, what kind of idiot is this? And I probably would not want to hire you anyway. I understand you're trying to be helpful. You're not malicious. That's fine. Understand that it's wrong. It's inappropriate.
Ma'am, if a gal has a problem with her pants getting stuck up in that area, she could put something there so the fabric can't go there, like a plastic shield or a plate.
She's going to walk in and walk in with a plastic shield or a plate's any better?
Ma'am, I would rather have other women friends around, tell her about it. Ma'am, I'd rather have my wife with a glass casserole dish cover or something down there instead of walking around for every man on God's good green earth to look right up her thing and everything.
And
like
I'm
that.
Glad you would, sir. But you know what? Most women don't want to be told that because it means A, you're looking there. B, it's just rude. It's inappropriate. And I'm glad you feel that way.
But what about women that do it on purpose and want men to see their everything down there?
You know what? They want to do that. It's the same reason women wear low-cut shirts. What are you going to walk up to a woman's low-cut shirt and say, excuse me, ma'am, I can see your boobs. You look like a slut? No.
Okay, thanks, Mary Frances. 1-800, okay, 1-800-449-8686. This guy said to a woman, nice camel toe, and as a result, he has lost some business contacts. He's suing. He is suing because he thought he was being helpful to her by saying nice camel toe. 1-800-449-8686. That's the number.
Famous Phil Hendry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686.
I can only hope that this never happens again, and that's what the work that I've been doing with some of the people who've helped me develop some of these things.
You've also said you're going to sue TP Sporting Goods for selling the Lycra tights that Ms. Young was wearing when you told her about her problem.
I said, nice camel toe, and she was wearing these Lycra tights that they had sold her. Yes, sir.
Stephen Bozell with us. He is a construction contractor suing his father, a cruise line, and the Youngs of Corona, California, because they canceled contracts with him after he said, hey, Dee Dee, nice camel toe. He was talking about the man's wife, Miss Dee Dee Young. You've also come up, what is the camel sneaker?
The camel sneaker is something that I hope to make available. Right now, I've been speaking with Alta Sporting Goods and a number of other sporting good lines in the Southwest that I hope I can put in the sporting goods store.
And what is the camel sneaker?
It's a Pyrex, transparent dish that sits down in the crotch area, much like a man's cup that will...
Why is it transparent?
We made it transparent in case she, you know, her husband and her want to make love or whatever. She takes it off. Well, now she don't have to take it off right away because she can see everything. So,
all right, I don't want to know any more about this.
Well, your producer said that I could give a phone number out.
No, that's fine. I don't want to give any. Here is Brandon on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Brandon, hello.
Yeah, hi, Phil. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
The first-time caller. Anyway, I'm a student at the University of Utah, and my dad owns 3 construction companies. He owns apartment buildings all over the West Coast. He's very successful. He would have absolutely never said anything like this. If you want to go say something like this to a woman, go to a nightclub. I'm a big believer in modesty, and I think that there's a proper way about going about things. If you didn't want this lady in your home because she goes against your morals, you can politely ask her to leave because she's not dressed appropriately. My dad, at one of his businesses, he had an employee he was working for him who was dressed very inappropriately, very immodest, and he actually went to his top manager and said, please have this lady change her clothing, dress more modestly, or she's not going to be here working anymore. Okay?
I try to deal with a sense of humor. I try to go with a sense of humor. Hey, nice camel toe, or you're taking my picture, or something like that. I don't want to come off like I've got I'm Mr. Tight Ass here, and I'm a Bible thumper, or nothing like that.
Well, you're wrong. I mean, it's just so inappropriate. You need to learn some social skills. Listen to what the lady said before. You know, you're not malicious or whatever, but it's just so wrong to do that. I can't believe you can't see that. And you're up in the clouds if you're going to think you're going to get a dime from anybody. Go to your father-in-law and tell him you screwed up and ask for forgiveness.
You're not
close to him.
All
you're doing is building a gap between you and your father-in-law more.
No, he's always said to my wife, I'm a loser and I'm too emotional and everything else, even though I got a successful business. Now I was going to try to impress him by taking his daughter on a cruise, and now because of this woman flashing toe all over my living room, I won't be able to take her, and now he'll think I'm a loser.
You know, I can't believe you're not seeing where you're wrong. The real person, the victim here, more so than the lady and her husband, is your wife. I feel so bad for her. How totally embarrassing. If my dad ever said that to a woman and my mom found out, I would be so embarrassed to my dad. I'd be so angry at him. And I guarantee you, 100%, he never would say something like that.
So everybody's telling me I'm wrong, and nobody says to Dee Dee Young, hey, why don't you wear some pants where you're not showing off?
You could have said that in an appropriate way, and you don't have to feel like a big Bible person, whatever you said. There's an appropriate way of behaving, and you behaved wrong.
Now, what is this camel sneaker? Are you kidding?
I think that the time has come for women to start wearing something down there so that they don't gross everybody out. That's all I'm saying. Nobody says nothing about that. Everybody calls in and calls me wrong because I said, you know, how about taking your toe outside and everything like that?
I don't think you're wrong for having a belief that women should dress modestly. In fact, in Arizona, there's a big movement where the teenagers are lobbying dealers to produce more modest clothes. That's not the point. The point is you went about it wrong, okay? Lots of people listening agree with you that
everybody
maybe women shouldn't dress that revealing.
So I should have said something. I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
Later on, you could say, just leave the room, go in, get a beer, go upstairs, what are you going to do? Later I can say to your wife, hey, honey, you know, that Dee Dee, man, did you see the pants she was wearing? Maybe she ought to, one of you girls ought to say something to her.
Absolutely.
Okay, so now I'm not allowed free speech in my own home.
It ain't about free speech, Charlie. It's about being, like this guy's saying, appropriate. Okay, listen, Brandon, good points. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks.
All right, man. Bye-bye.
That guy was from Utah, and I will bet you dollars to donuts that he was a Mormon telling me all about everything that he told me.
Well, whatever the cat was, I think the guy was making some sense, sir.
Well, maybe next time I'll just give what I should do is give the camel sneaker sales pitch.
What are you talking about?
If I see a woman that has that, I could give the camel sneaker sales pitch.
Well, what is that?
It's basically just saying, for instance, if I walked into the house and I saw Dee Dee, and I would say, Dee Dee, how are you doing? And she'd say, Steve, I'm doing good. I said, hey, listen, I've got a product that Alta Sportswear is probably going to be put online here in about 2 months, and I'd like to give you and all the ladies here an opportunity at the camel sneaker. Now, no, not evermore will you be embarrassed about having the camel toe.
No, man, no, 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 no. No, ain't gonna work.
I could pitch the product and pull one out of my back pocket. She could put it on there.
No, I don't think she's gonna put it on there, man. No. Gary, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, hey, guy. Look, you know, it's just a matter of proper etiquette and good manners. And the truth is, if you're suing them, you're gonna get punished, because if you win, they're gonna appeal it,
and you're going to have to win again, and the chances are dead against you.
What do you mean,
you need
win
to let
again?
That thing go before you get slapped really hard for being so damn indignant.
What do you mean, hit again?
If you're suing them, I'll tell you what, you lose. If you win, you're going to have to win again, because if I was them, I would appeal it. And the minute I appeal it and I win, I'm going to turn around and I'm going to bust your chops hard for being so darn rude. I know what you were saying, and I got all of that, but it's a matter of, you're in a situation, you can't win, you need to let it go.
Wait a second, what are they going to sue me for? I didn't do anything to them.
You're suing them, aren't you?
Yeah, well,
they could sue
you. Okay, they turn around and file a countersuit against you. And I guarantee you, you got a bunch of women on that jury and men, they're not going to go for you, guy. You're hurt.
How do you hurt.
You're a losing situation, and what you're doing here is just, you can't win. It's a no-win situation for you.
My attorney is Dolores Blasingame of Riverside, California. She tells me that I have at least a good charge on the
who tells you that?
My attorney, Dolores Blasingame.
Your attorney.
Yes,
listen,
sir.
How do attorneys make money? By sucking scumbags in, telling them, yeah, you got a good chance, you're going to pay them. It doesn't matter whether you win or lose. She's still going to get paid.
Okay,
dude, wake up.
So in other
you're
words,
in the business world, you know that.
So in other words, you let your wife walk right out into the world with the camel toe.
No, I wouldn't. I'd slap her ass if I caught her.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
So
but I tell you what, if somebody come in and was being rude, and it sounds to me like you were being awful rude, I tell you what, dude, I'd slap your ass.
Wait a second.
And I'm just an old redneck from Tampa, and, you know, I see a lot of that kind of thing. But I don't run up and go, hey, you know what I'm saying?
Well, wait a second.
I'm on your side, but I'm trying to tell you,
you
need to leave it alone.
I hear you very much. So you say your wife has that problem?
Nope, my wife don't have that problem.
Because I've got this product called the Camel Stinker.
Yeah, I heard that, man. It's kind of funny, but no kidding, guys.
What's funny about
that? Let this thing go, you're going to get hurt, I'm telling you.
All right, well, here's the thing. If your wife had that problem, and I walked in and very innocently said, hey, check out the camel toe on her, you're telling me you
didn't? Dude, come on, I don't know where you get off calling that innocently. It ain't working. I mean, you're trying to justify this in your mind.
Yeah,
you can't.
Just when it comes to another man's wife and her clothing and her appearance and anything, don't say a word. Don't even say a word.
So I'm supposed to sit there staring at that?
No, don't look at it. Just ignore it. And then, like he said, you might have one of the girls, or you might go up and say, you know, them pants are inappropriate. There's a right way to do things. And the way you did it, believe me, she's going to explode. Her husband's going to get pissed off. Your wife's probably going to get pissed off. Everybody's going to be pissed off.
Which is what happened, yeah.
Okay.
And you're going to end up the loser.
Let me, Gary, if you'd walk up to your wife and grab her by the pants, give them a yank, and she buys a camel sneaker, I'll give you a discount.
Okay. All right. Gary, thanks for the call here. 1-800-449-8686. So the camel sneaker is available now at your local sporting goods store.
I paid good money for that, so could you read that better, please?
The camel sneaker is available now at your local sporting goods store.
If you don't want to have camel toe.
And I will not say that. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the one and only world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Extreme Radio.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Steve has a lawsuit pending against Robert Blake, Bonnie Lee Bakley for being dead, and Roy Hutchins for telling him she was dead. See, Steve pleasured himself to the nude pictures of Bonnie Lee, and when he found out she was dead, he felt he was a necrophiliac. He's upset that Blue Cross won't cover him for this disease.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
Okay, I don't think it's strange at all that he's playing with himself to Blondie or Jessica Rabbit, because I know quite a few men who think that Jessica Rabbit's pretty hot. Okay?
Don't you think that's weird because she's a made-up drawing?
Well, no, not really, because if you look at Jessica Rabbit, she's got all the features that a perfect woman should have. The long red hair, the nice bust, the nice curves. Okay, so if you have magic...
But she's all made up.
Well, she's a cartoon woman, but she's very attractive.
Right.
So
right.
I'm not sick if I paddle it to that.
No, sir.
Now, what I'm trying to understand, okay, the picture that he's pleasuring himself to, she's alive, right, in the picture?
That, yeah, we've established that, right, Steve?
Okay. Well, I mean, like, if you look at old pictures of Marilyn Monroe in her potato sack dress with her boobs hanging out, I mean, you know, it's not really hard to look at those pictures and pleasure yourself.
Well,
just
I think
like
it's
looking
a sin,
at porn.
Though. I think
it's the
sin.
Same thing as looking at porn. The only thing is, it's like old porn. When you look at the pictures of Betty Page, okay?
Oh, that's
I don't know if you guys know who Betty Page is.
Yeah, she was one of the original Playboy models, right?
Right, okay.
Are you,
you know,
you're a girl?
Yes.
How come you know all about naked women?
Well, I used to dance in a club, so I know quite a bit about
you're not no, women. You're not no lesbian or nothing like that?
No.
Okay.
No, but my sister still dances in a club, so I know quite a few, quite a bit about naked women, and I also know quite a bit about necrophilia.
What club did you dance in?
Do what?
What club did you dance in?
Oh, that's none of your business, because you live too far away anyway. But anyways.
Are you redhead too?
Do what?
Wait a minute, Steve. Come on, let the woman talk.
I just wondered if you're a redhead.
Okay, yeah. This is the problem he was having with the last call.
Absolutely.
He didn't let anybody talk.
What
okay,
are you wearing right now?
Hold on, Steve. I guess he's imagining you in the club now or something, Shelby.
Oh, okay.
Are you wearing something good?
Jesus Christ.
Man, go ahead, Shelby.
Okay.
Tell it. Go ahead.
Okay, but anyways, I also know quite a bit about necrophilia because I actually started writing a book about sexual repression and serial killers.
Hold on for a minute. Would you please take him out?
Okay.
I had to pot him down. Go ahead. You wrote a book about serial killers?
Well, I started to write a book about sexual repression and serial killers. So I did a lot of study and research on serial killers who actually were necrophiliacs. Okay? To actually be a necrophiliac, you have to go out and physically have sex with a dead person.
Okay, would it be bad for me to paddle it to a picture of Jane Mansfield after the head come off?
After the head came off?
Yeah, ma'am.
To a picture?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that'd be sick. Well, yeah, that would be pretty sick, but it's no different than Rotten.com. I don't know if you guys have ever been on that.
Yeah, that's all messed up stuff, okay?
Yeah, it's all messed up stuff, and people are attracted to look at that because it's messed up, okay? It's like when you drive by a wreck and you see bodies everywhere. You don't want to look at it, but you can't help but look at it, okay?
What's a pretty girl
shut
like,
him up.
What's a pretty girl like you doing looking at all chopped off heads?
Well, you know, when you go to write a book about human nature...
I bet I can really go for you, I bet.
Okay, will you knock it off, please?
What do you look like?
You know what, this is probably... You get this all the time when you dance at the club, huh, Shelby?
Yeah, pretty often, actually. You know, you meet sickos every day. But the guy is actually... telling everybody that he's sick, okay? But he wants to collect all this money because he has a messed up mind, and I just don't think that's right at all. I think he's trying to get a free ride from all of these people, and it's just ridiculous. It's a ridiculous, and everybody in the courts are going to laugh at him, and they're going to throw him out.
What do you think about if we had a threesome with a dead lady?
All right, buddy, you know, you're freaking me out.
He's pretty weird.
A threesome with a dead lady.
He's pretty weird. Now, that's kind of messed up. But, anyway.
Oh, kind of messed up? Did you hear him?
He can keep dreaming about that.
Yeah. Okay.
But to actually be a necrophiliac, you do have to physically go out and have sex with a dead person.
You know all about sex, don't you?
All right, hang up on him. He's a foul thing of the night.
Bill Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
So Steve is very upset that President Bush hasn't found any weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Steve said that Bush would find some, and since he hasn't, that leaves Steve twisting in the breeze. And worst, it means he's a liar. He feels like such a fool for believing Bush, and now he has to kiss Cliff Pettigrew's ass on Peck Street.
Bill Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
I had to respond. I never do. I listen to you all the time, and I enjoy your show. and everyone is entitled to their own opinion. But this guy is a blithering idiot. I support our president. They came and bombed us, and I am glad that we went and bombed them.
But you know something, he lied to you. President Bush lied to you, ma'am.
Well, I don't think so. And I trust him better than I would trust an idiot like you. You don't even seem to know what you're talking about.
I know what I'm saying. That the Iraq people had the weapons of the destruction, and the
And you think there aren't any? You think that idiot didn't hide them or move them somewhere else?
Okay, let me ask you this. When Paul Revere rode through your town, did you believe him?
Stop it. You're an idiot.
Did you believe?
I'm hanging up. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. She can't answer the question if she believed Paul Revere when he rode through her town.
What do you mean, when he rode through her town?
How old are you, ma'am?
I'm 60 years old.
Okay, so when you met Paul Revere...
Quit being a smartass.
You're an idiot. I get him off the line.
Paul Revere rode through the town trying to warn people of the British, and what are they going to do? They believe him. Now, what if he was joking? What if Paul Revere was joking? Ha ha, I'm just kidding. There ain't no British coming, and everybody's standing there with their suitcases, and they're going, you piece of crap. You may be the last fool. She hung up.
Bill Hendry Show.
Comedy Gold.
...1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Now, the Jerry Lewis telethon was...
It was this weekend.
What day was it?
It was yesterday, sir.
All right, now, Mr. Lewis has a telethon for muscular dystrophy.
Yes, and as I was telling your producer, I think that to pretend to help children and do what he did yesterday to traumatize millions of American children...
All right, this is the point that I wanted to get to. You're accusing Jerry Lewis of traumatizing millions of American children, and you've also accused him in the draft here of your class action lawsuit of hypocrisy?
That is correct, yes, sir.
Were you watching with your kids?
Yes, I was watching with my son, Steve Jr., and my daughter. My son is 10, my daughter has just turned 7. I'm a little bit nervous.
You're doing very well.
I had showed them Jerry Lewis movies. I'd showed them a couple of the films. And I told my children that he was funny and that we were going to have fun watching him on this telethon. And I had gone in to get some iced tea. And the show came on, and my daughter was crying, and my son followed her into the kitchen.
Now, your daughter was crying after the Jerry Lewis telethon started?
That is correct.
Now, what did she say?
I wrote it down. For my attorney, she said that, Daddy, there is a monster on TV, and my son was also crying.
Now, you went in, your daughter thought she saw a monster on TV, and it was Mr. Lewis, is that correct?
That is correct, because...
Now, let's explain to people, Jerry Lewis is suffering from what is called cardio...
It's called, I don't know what it's called, and I think you're sidetracking the issue.
Well, we need people to know that Mr. Lewis is bloated from the steroids that he's taking because of this disease.
That may be, and I don't think that has anything really to do with what I'm talking about. If he comes on TV looking like, you know, a freak or whatever...
This is what I'm having a problem with. He doesn't look like a freak.
But to my daughter, he looked like a freak. And he comes on there, and she said he looked like a monster... And my son said that he looked like a monster. That traumatizes millions of children. And when you have millions of children watching and waiting to send money, and you come out to look like a monster, and you've done this nation a disservice, And I didn't let my children watch, and as a result, they did not watch. My daughter had a difficult time sleeping. My son had a difficult time sleeping.
Your kids had a difficult time sleeping because Jerry Lewis was bloated due to his steroids.
That is correct, because, again, I think you need to understand the hypocrisy of saying you care about kids, and then you come out on television, and you look like a carnival freak. I think it is a disservice to every child and the Dystrophy Association.
Now, I saw the draft of the proposed class action lawsuit that your attorney faxed to us. $60 million. You're not going to get $60
million. No, I understand that, sir, but it is a symbolic number. I just think it's wrong, as I have said to my wife, and I said also to Jim Kruger, who runs the paralegal in the office there, that these celebrities who look like sideshow freaks who come...
Do you know how offensive that is, sir?
I forgive me, Mr. Ender, but I'm trying to show you...
No, but that to say a celebrity looks like a sideshow freak is insensitive.
Well, these people make an awful lot of money, Mr. Henry. They, believe me,
It's not just those people. It's not just the celebrities. It's the people out there who don't have any celebrity that suffer from these diseases. Whether it's, you know, a Jerry Lewis who had to take these steroids, it's bloated his body.
You look at this man, Mr. Douglas, this Kirk Douglas gentleman, who comes out, you know, looking like a sideshow freak because his face... You know,
Mr. Douglas had a stroke.
Yes, sir, I understand that.
But I don't like the term sideshow freak is all I'm saying.
I'm saying that that's how the child sees it when Kirk Douglas cut. And you say he had a stroke. My understanding was that a door hit him or something.
I'm sorry?
My understanding, Mr. Douglas, we're talking about Kirk Douglas?
Yeah.
That a door hit him or...
You mean that his mouth got that way from a door hitting him? No, sir.
All right.
That was a stroke that he had.
The point is, I don't think these people should be allowed on television. You've got a lot of children out there who have nightmares, and I think it was very selfish of Mr. Lewis to come on looking like some kind of a monster from the monster movies, and for my children to feel that. And that's what I said to my attorney, and that's what I also said to Mr. Kruger, but I haven't gotten a call back from him.
All right, our number is, Mr. Kruger's not related to the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation.
No, but he is a big supporter he gives a lot of money to the telethon.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I'm speaking, by the way, with Stephen Bozell, is a construction contractor, a citizen out in Corona, California. His daughter and son, he said, were traumatized by seeing Jerry Lewis on television yesterday. You're claiming that he looked like a monster to your daughter?
That is correct.
Now, for those of you who don't know, Mr. Lewis suffers from a cardiofibrosis, which is literally fibroids that are on the heart or around the heart. He has to take steroids. Steroids, for those of you who don't know, will bloat the skin.
Can I interject, Mr. Henry?
Go ahead.
I think what you're saying is important, and I think what you're saying can be educational to a lot of people, but I think it's irrelevant to what we're talking about right now. I don't care what he has.
You said that Mr. Kirk Douglas, the great actor, looked like somebody banged him on the face with a door. The man had a stroke.
If I don't have the right information, forgive me, but that doesn't make any difference.
Well, what does make difference?
What makes a difference, sir, is that Kirk Douglas will come out with the face, you know, with that face. And
he had a stroke. That's what makes it difficult for him to talk.
Well, he talks like he's retarded. He has a face that looks like someone hit him with a bat. And for children to look at that on a national television broadcast or the Academy Awards or whatever else you want to say, I think of all American children who've been scarred by seeing Jerry Lewis coming out and looking like a carnival freak.
I really got a hard time with carnival freak. Because, you know, the people who have suffered that.
I understand that, but please understand, I'm saying this, and the telethon should have been rated R, because with him looking like a monster, many of the monster shows now are rated R.
All right, 1-800, a lot of monster shows, sir. Those are movies.
I understand that.
I want to get into what happened to your daughter. You say she came in and said, Daddy, there's a monster on TV.
That's correct. And the problem is, and again, why I brought this up with your producer, the night before, I had shown the kids the movie Superman with Christopher Reeve, and then I turned the movie off, and I knew they'd do this to me. I knew that this would happen to me. I flipped on the Channel 9 News, and they've got Christopher Reeve now sitting in a chair with a tube in his neck, and he looks with, and the head's all bald. And I said to my son, I made the mistake of telling my son that that was Superman there, and he cried, he was traumatized, because Superman looked like some kind of a retard sitting there.
You're mixing a lot of words here, sir.
Well, I'm trying to get my side.
No, but you're mixing a lot of words. He looked like a retard sitting there. You know, the man was paralyzed.
No, I understand that, but please, again, the other thing, too. And I think Christopher Reeve, and I said to my wife, and she thought it was funny, and I thought it was funny because we tried to lighten it up. And I told the kids that Christopher Reeve ought to shut the hole under his nose, and he should shut the one in his neck because of the two holes. And my wife thought it was funny, and I thought it was funny, but my children didn't laugh.
Well, I got to agree with your kids. I don't find that funny at all, sir, making fun of someone's malady like that.
But I'm not making fun of the malady. I'm trying to say for the children.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Should Jerry Lewis have been on television last night in that bloated condition if it scared kids? Ardella, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Stephen Bozell. Hello.
Hi. I think that Mr. McCaller should have been teaching his children to understand and appreciate the goodness and kindness that Mr. Lewis has provided over the years, that this illness and the medication that he took makes him look like this, and his children need to learn love and understanding for other people in this situation.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
Well, what did you hear what the lady said?
I'm not. I don't know what she's getting at.
As a parent, you need to teach your children to understand that people have these conditions.
Well, ma'am, if you go out in the world, it's not very likely you're going to see a guy that looks like some kind of a blimped-out freak like Jerry Lewis.
I'm afraid you do.
Well, I don't know. I've never seen anything like that. And my kid not had neither.
Have you ever been to a care center or visited older people in a care center?
No, ma'am, and I dare say most children haven't either.
I think what they should do is understand
is that they should not be allowed on television until their being retarded or whatever's wrong with them goes away.
They're not retarded.
Whatever's wrong with them.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jerry Lewis, Christopher Reeve, who was the other person? Kirk Douglas. These are people that are movie stars, celebrities that have suffered physical maladies. Mr. Stephen Bozell is contemplating a class action lawsuit against Jerry Lewis for getting on his television show last night, as he said, looking like a, quote, sideshow freak, end quote, which I think is cruel. But he says that Mr. Lewis is even crueler, subjecting America's children to looking at him. He is suing or is contemplating suing Mr. Lewis for $60 million, which is the amount of money that he made on his telethon last night. 1-800-449-8686. It's Phil Hendry Show. Should these people stay off of television for a while until kids are... You wanted to say what?
Well, I don't allow my children to watch shows. You can take, for instance, The Incredible Hulk, because I know it would scare them. So why does Jerry Lewis get to walk out on TV looking like a freak like the Hulk? There's no rhyme or reason to any of that, and that's why I'm talking to my attorney about it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686, The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Tell us a story. You have somebody in your office with a malady?
We have a gentleman in our office who wears these, have you ever seen these huge, thick Coke bottle glasses?
Reading glasses.
No, these are eyeglasses that he wears, and they're big, thick, and, you know, you feel so sorry for the guy. And again, I've had my coworkers say that they're uncomfortable working around him because he looks like they've used the term four-eyed freak. I say to them that he's just a man who has a vision problem. But they'll say they're uncomfortable working around him. He looks like a four-eyed freak. They want to be moved to another workstation and this. And what am I supposed to say?
Well, the man's wearing really thick glasses?
He wears these, eyeglasses. And he's got another gal that my wife works with two women in her office. One of them has what's called a wandering eye, or I don't know if you've ever seen...
It's a muscle imbalance in the eye.
Yeah, so it's very, very... Again, she says she's some Marty Feldman-looking freak, and she doesn't want to work with her. And she got another woman who's got a Marty Feldman-looking freak eye, too. What do you say? How do you do it? My feeling is you have to go after the problem at the root, and that's why we're suing Mr. Lewis. He can't come out on the stage like he did last night, looking like out of a monster movie without the children being afraid.
Oh, well, Mr. Bozell, if you... All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. If you tell the children it's a malady and not a monster, I think that might, you know, do some good. Tracy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi.
My question is, what is wrong with this man?
He has some kind of a fibrosis, ma'am, that makes him have the steroids have bloated him.
No, I'm not talking about Jerry Lewis. I'm talking about you.
There's nothing wrong with me. I'm a father that loves his children, that's all.
Well, you know what, sir?
I mean, I hope you love your kids. If you don't love your kids, that's your business. But I love my children.
I certainly do love my children. I love my children probably just as much, if not more, than you do. But the point is...
I doubt that.
The point is that you are teaching these children to be afraid of these people. You are not teaching these children to understand what is wrong with these people.
That's exactly right. For instance, you can say they have a physical malady and they're people to be helped and assisted.
Mr. Henry, most monster movies that you see, the person who's the monster...
Yeah, but you know what? In a monster movie, it's all made up.
No, but the
and
person who's...
And you don't have to let your children watch these things.
The person who's the monster...
I don't understand why you are allowing your children to watch these things in the first place.
Oh, so now you say it's...
Fit.
So now you say it's pornographic? Is that it?
No. I'm saying is it's your fault. If you don't want your child watching these things, then you are the adult. You make the decision to take this stuff away from them.
Then if you go to the video store and you rent a movie that you think is Cinderella and you bring it home and it turns out to be some John Holmes porn movie where he's put three different lesbians or whatever, am I going to yell at you for exposing your child to that? No, you didn't know. You were taken by surprise. Same with me watching the Jerry Lewis telethon. He comes out...
It's completely different. Jerry Lewis has a disease, and this is something that you have to teach your children. You know what? My niece has had cerebral palsy since the day she was born.
She's had what, ma'am?
She's had cerebral palsy ever since the day she was born. She had to have...
Do you let her out?
Pardon me?
Do you let her out? Do you let her out on the street so people see that?
Well, of course.
Well, why wouldn't she let her? The girl's got to go to school. She's got to go. Why wouldn't she let her out?
Because those are the people there.
Because she's a normal human being that has a condition. When she was 2 years old,
she hits her chest with her wrist.
Pardon me?
Does she hit her chest with her wrist and all of that, or what does she
do? No, she doesn't. She used to have epilepsy as well, and when she was 2 years old, because she was being on so much phenobarbital, they took her off of it and split her brain in half.
And those people, too, because every time they fall on the ground, you got to put a spoon down their throat so they don't swallow.
You know, contrary to popular belief, you do not shove anything down an epileptic's mouth. You let them ride out the stroke, or whatever it is they're having, and then you deal with it.
Don't shove nothing in the
mouth. Obviously, you don't know squat about anything, and
I
hope and I pray to God that Jerry Lewis turns around and
sues you.
Your ass.
But Mr. Lewis has a disease. He shouldn't be on television. That's the point we're trying to make.
That's not the point. Anybody, you know what? This is a free country.
Yeah.
And it is a free will of every human being in it to do as they see fit, not what you see fit.
I've been trying to make this point. Every monster movie, the monster has a disease too. Jason Voorhees is all messed up in the head. Also, Freddy Krueger was in a fire. Tell me that's not no disease. No, ma'am.
Are you hearing what the lady is saying? What do you mean Freddy Krueger had a disease?
Every monster movie, the monster has a physical affliction, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, you know what, sir?
Do you feel sorry for Freddy Krueger? No, you don't. No, you don't, ma'am. You don't feel sorry for Jason Voorhees. You don't feel sorry for Michael Myers. You don't feel sorry...
Well, okay, we got all the monsters. You want me to feel sorry for Godzilla, too?
Listen.
That's a made-up
You're
lizard.
The one who's got the serious malady, and in the end, I hope you get yours.
Well,
that's
ma'am,
all I
oh, you
say.
Want me to be sodomized? Because
she didn't say that.
You know what? After a $60 million suit that you think you're going to win, you are going to be sadly mistaken. And I hope that in the end, you get yours for all of this. And if you think this is going to help your business, well, think again.
All right, listen, Tracy, thanks a lot.
Wait a minute, I want to say something.
No, the lady's gone.
I wanted to get the last word, and you didn't allow me to. And it makes me look like a fool.
Mr. Bozell, you're saying some things here that people are reacting to, and we have to give them the opportunity to react to. Stephen Bozell is on the line with us. And he's talking about Jerry Lewis's telethon yesterday, which featured, of course, Mr. Lewis, who is on steroids. He was in a very different state physically than we're used to seeing him, his face and his body having been bloated by the steroids that he's on. It's the result of treatment he is receiving from a condition called cardiofibrosis. And you say that the children were crying because he looked like a monster. Now, you say...
That's correct, and I'm not saying it's bad, but I'm saying that every monster movie that's ever been, the monster has a physical disease.
Well, Mr. Lewis is not out committing homicide with a machete. Jason Voorhees did.
It doesn't matter, Mr. Henry. I know that he's a good man. My kids don't.
Well, then tell them that he's a good man.
They don't know the difference.
Well, look at pal. This is not... You're not going to sue...
I think when you talk... Here's the thing you're trying to say. The kids, all on the kids. It's all on the kids, and it's all on the kids. It's on the adult, and yeah, it's on me, but it's also on Jerry Lewis.
All right, here's Joan. Let's go to Joan. You're on the Phil Henry Show, Joan.
Hi.
Hi.
I'd like to speak to the gentleman that... Well, I wouldn't call him a gentleman. I'd like to speak to the person that's phoned in about Jerry Lewis.
I tell you what, Joan, could I have you hold on? You'll be our first caller. We have to break for a commercial.
Yes, okay.
All right, dear, will you hold the line?
Yeah.
Joan, my name is Stephen Bozell.
Hold on, Mr. Bozell, and we'll talk with you as well.
Okay.
All right, Joan will be up next. I didn't see the break sign coming up. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. What do you mean every monster had a physical malady? Jason Voorhees was sick in the head. Yeah, and he had a machete taking it out on people. Should Jerry Lewis have been on television yesterday looking like a, quote, carnival freak, end quote? It scared at least this gentleman's children. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR. Henry Show is back.
1-800-449-8686. Stephen Bozell is with us. He was upset, as he said his children were upset seeing Jerry Lewis on TV yesterday looking bloated. You've used terms like sideshow freak, carnival freak. I think all of it is very offensive to anybody suffering from a malady like this. Although I know...
You have to understand.
No, although I know what you're saying, it's not what you think, it's what it looks like to children. Now, I'm going to go back to Joan. And, Joan, go right ahead. Thanks for hanging on.
Thank you. Steve.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a wife?
Yes, I do. My wife's name is April.
Does she have any say in this?
And we named our daughter after her. I'm sorry?
Do your wife have any say in what you are doing?
When it comes to the boy, I'm pretty much in charge of the boy.
I'm on about the children.
Well, yes, ma'am. I'm talking about my boy. Certainly my daughter comes more under the influence of her mother for dresses and things of that nature.
Yeah, well, I don't want to know all about that. I just
yes,
want
ma'am.
You to answer. I feel so sorry for you, you know, and I feel sorry for your children.
I feel sorry for Jerry Lewis coming out looking the way he do.
Let me just finish what I'm going to say.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Are you an English woman, ma'am?
Pardon?
Are you an English woman, ma'am? You sound like you're an English woman.
I'm Welsh, but I live in Canada.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Right. I was always taught, right from a child, to look and feel sorry, in a way, for people that have a disability because they themselves can't help it.
Well,
how do you look at it?
Well, my wife was angry at me for allowing the kids to see a monster on TV.
Why didn't you turn it off?
Yes, ma'am, I do, but Jerry Lewis tricked me into thinking there wouldn't be no sideshow freaks on his show.
Yeah, now, but you know something? Jerry Lewis can't help having this disability. He's got an illness that he's taken steroids for.
Oh, there we go. See, every time somebody looks like a sideshow freak, well, I got an illness.
But he does look like a side freak, and I'm disgusted with you for even saying that word.
Did you ever see, because you're English, have you ever seen the Elephant Man show?
I'm not on about the Elephant Man. I'm on about Jerry Lewis at the moment.
I see very
little
difference.
Don't sidetrack something.
Yes, ma'am, but I'm trying to say that the Elephant Man, Jerry Lewis, or what have you, is all...
Wait a minute. You can't say that Jerry Lewis looks like the Elephant Man.
No way. No way.
Not to me, but to my daughter, who cried.
Oh, also, for God's sake, you know what? I'm really and truly so mad with you that you are putting the words in your children's mouth saying that he looks a freak. Well, he can't help it.
Yes, ma'am, but you being an English lady, you must have had heard of the Elephant Man and all the things he done.
Oh, come along. I think he's Jerry Lewis, you know what? I'm so proud of Jerry Lewis.
Are you related to him?
He has done a fantastic work.
Yes, he has. He's raised...
He really has.
$60 million he raised yesterday in the telethon.
And that's the other thing that I'm thinking.
And you're after it just to get the money.
Can you imagine... I said a joke to my kids, and they were not laughing, but I tried to help them. I said, can you imagine Jerry Lewis saying, hey, lady, I'm not an animal. Hey, lady, you know how he done that? But they were upset, and they were crying. And
the kids were crying, and I think the point everybody's trying to make is you're going, oh, my God, Jerry Lewis, he looks like a freak. I mean, if you would have said, oh, you know, he's got a disease, and that's why he looks the way he does, I'm sure the children would not have reacted the way that you do.
Every time somebody does something like a monster, it's a disease.
Tell me something.
Alcoholism.
Tell me.
Yes,
have you ever been sick in your life?
Ma'am.
Have you ever been sick in your lifetime?
Have I ever been sick? Looking like a freak? No, ma'am,
No.
I didn't ask you that question.
I asked, have you ever been sick in your life?
You mean mentally, or how do you mean?
No, with an illness.
Ma'am, okay, now I heard the lady in the background say that I'm stupid.
No, I never said that. What I'm saying to you is, I had a husband...
Yes, ma'am.
10 years ago... who done everything he could for his children.
And
he died
did
of
he drink?
Cancer, melanoma.
Did he
and
drink,
if you
ma'am?
Had seen him before he died because of the drugs that he was on, I would never have called him a freak.
Oh, that's sad. We're sorry to hear that, Joe.
I would have never called him a freak.
I wanted to know.
And you were calling someone that has an illness and is taking steroids to help himself.
Did your husband drink, ma'am?
Why do you keep asking if her husband drank?
Because he's an English person.
I beg your pardon?
All them Englishmen drink, don't they? Did he drink?
No.
You come on.
You know what?
If this English gal doesn't know anything about Jerry Lewis, because she's from the English state and they don't know nothing.
I'm not from England. Get your facts straight.
Are you French?
She's from Wales.
I'm not from England.
Got to watch her language. What? You just got that nice Welsh lady to say B-U...
I know how to spell it.
What are you crying about?
Because Jerry Lewis... comes out looking like the Elephant Man, and everybody yelling at me.
Jerry Lewis comes on looking like the Elephant Man, and everyone's yelling at you.
Yeah.
Could you have done it any... Because if you look back on yesterday, Mr. Bozell, could you have done it a better way? Could you have said to the children, he's sick?
I didn't know. His daughter comes in. Now my kids think I'm going to stick a severed head in their bed.
Well, all right. Let me go over here to Mary. Hi, Mary. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I'm still on the phone.
Yes,
first
ma'am.
Of all,
go right ahead.
I think this man's children should be taken away from him if he has to cry over this.
Oh, bull crap.
This man has a very, very spineless. I want to tell him, I had brain cancer.
Oh, bet.
I had to take steroids. I do not drink. I do not smoke. I did look like the Elephant Man.
Yeah.
Now, I want to ask this gentleman
one question. Are you running around scaring kids?
I want to ask this gentleman one question.
Okay, that's fine, but
were you
running around scaring kids? No.
No, I did not. And, you know, I live in Boca Raton and in Florida, and not one child looked or pointed or cried.
Well, you put a bag on your head, right?
At all.
Did you put a bag on your head?
There's nothing wrong with this family that these children are acting this way. Let me make my point, though.
Go ahead.
I want to know, how would this man handle it? If something happened to his wife that was debilitating.
All right, Steve, answer that question.
I bet you didn't have to buy a costume for Halloween.
Answer the lady's question, okay?
I didn't have hair. I was bloated. I had a large dent in my head because they had to take part of the skull out. And I did look like the Elephant Man. And I was in a wheelchair.
Did you keep a bag on your...
Will you answer the lady's question? What would you do if your wife was looking like Jerry Lewis?
I wouldn't have married her.
No, if she
now,
got...
I've been married for 25 years, and my husband stuck by me every minute of the day.
So what if your wife got sick today and bloated up like Jerry Lewis?
Okay, I'd try to make money on it, I guess. If you can go
to this man should not have children.
What? I said I'd take her over to a place where you can look at her for a quarter or something. I mean, is that what you're asking
this
me?
This man should not have children.
Mr. Bozell, are you listening to what you're saying?
The lady asked me, what would I do if my wife had
you
to take...
You would put the wife, the mother of your children, who you have loved, in a sideshow? What kind of a person are you?
No, ma'am,
have
I would take...
Have you no sympathy? Have you no love?
I would take
have
her
you
to
no
the
mercy?
I'd take her to the doctor and I'd have treatment, but in the time it took for her to shrink down to normal size, what's wrong with that?
Put her on display for a quarter?
You know what? If you don't know the answer to that question, then there is no help for you.
Okay, ma'am. That's fine, ma'am. But what do I say to a little boy who looked at me and said he doesn't want to carve a pumpkin for Halloween because they look too much like Jerry Lewis? What do you say then to a child who would say
I'll
that to
you? I'll tell you exactly what you say to him. Jerry Lewis is sick. He is taking steroids. He has to take these steroids to stay alive. Which would you prefer, the man to die or the man to live, if he was your uncle or your father?
There's a third option.
And father, no, there is not a third option. And also,
or do you want to have people look at him for a quarter?
You don't celebrate Halloween because you're so afraid to let your kids out of the house.
You're asking a very hypodermical question. How would I know what I would do with a circus freak for a wife?
Oh, come on.
All right.
You answer the question. You put her in a sideshow. What kind of a man are you?
Thank you very much, Mary. Mr. Bozell, I appreciate you being on the program. I don't see any court accepting a lawsuit like this.
Well, you know, I got a very good attorney, Dolores Blasingame, and she tells me that we've got a very, very good case. She has not won a case yet for me, and we've sued probably in the last 3 years several hundred people, but this one, God, I feel so good about it. I just do.
Okay, well, good luck.
Yeah, good luck to you when I have my $60 million, and you'll be doing what? Hey, lady, I'm a pumpkin. Hey, lady, I'm a pumpkin. My kid just walked by. Hey, lady, I'm a pumpkin. she's crying, that bitch.
So, all right, get out of here. That's Steve Bozell suing Jerry Lewis for looking like a sideshow freak. Mr. Lewis, just the official position of the Phil Henry Show is we hope you get well very soon. You are certainly a treasure and a great man for the work that you do for the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation. I would also...
Jesus.
Would you hang up on him, please? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We eat kittens. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Now, the preceding bit was the voice of Steve Bozell was me, and the people who called obviously thought he was a real guy. Now, what we wanted to do here on our show, the preceding bit being about Jerry Lewis, we wanted to, and this is unusual, and I'm a little bit nervous about this, but we got Mr. Lewis on the phone, and I want to ask him, point blank, what he thought of the bit. Now, you heard us say that Jerry Lewis came out on the telethon looking like a sideshow freak, looking like a carnival freak. At one point, there was a comment made that I thought was funny, which was, what does Jerry Lewis have to do with the Elephant Man, quote unquote. So, having said all of that, let's get Mr. Lewis?
Yes, sir.
First of all, it's a great honor, sir, to have you on our program. You are a comic trendsetter. You are the template in many ways for many of the things that we do today. Thank you for being on the program. I want to ask you point blank.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of the preceding bit?
I'll tell you something that I learned, Phil. Work smart, but don't work cruel. And you worked cruel there.
I worked
cruel.
Cruel, C-R-U-E-L?
Yeah, that's right. Good, he can spell.
All right.
It was cruel. It wasn't funny. It was...
You didn't think it was funny?
No. It was not funny. It was tough to... If that wasn't even me, and I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, it's because you were making fun of me, right?
Well, that's occurred to me.
But it's got nothing to do with me. It's got to do with the fact... It could be anybody. It could be somebody that I hate. It could be somebody whose guts I hate, like Richard Pryor. I would simply say that it was a cruel, cruel bit, and so and not the least bit funny. So I always...
All right, can I bring something up?
Sure.
Don Rickles was on your telethon yesterday and came out and said you looked like a Jewish whale and that you the facial twitch worked for you, and you were laughing.
Phil, I want to ask you, and I want to be clear, okay, because I'm a little stunned. Are you trying to put yourself in the same category with Don Rickles? Because
no, sir, I'm not. Absolutely not.
Because the guy's, is that what you're trying to do?
No, sir, I am not. I'm saying that.
The difference, Phil, and it's a basic difference, and it's something when you work in comedy, you want to be able to do this. You want to be, and the thing that Don did that you didn't do, Don was funny, and you weren't. And I have always found that when you're working in comedy,
you want to be funny.
Yeah, you know, that's the first thing, is to be funny. And you, Jesus.
Let's go back to this point. I was making fun of you. Actually, I wasn't making fun of you. What I was doing was I was addressing people's fears that people have about the way a lot of people look.
Oh, bull crap. No, you were not. You were making fun of me. Do yourself and your audience a favor and quit cloaking this in social commentary, because you're getting to be a bore with this, okay? You got it?
No, I mean, when we talked about the bit, it was about people being uncomfortable with people with maladies.
When they talked about the man, and you want to hear me do the voice? I'll do it. That's not what it was about. You were making fun of me, and to address your question, it doesn't matter, kid. It doesn't matter if you make fun of me. I've had my ass kicked by the best. Don Rickles, you just mentioned one of them. Don Adams is another guy. Down through the years, I worked with a guy that could have made constant fun of me, Dean Martin, God rest his soul. But you're just not funny. And so what you have to do is work on being funny, and then I'll take another phone call from you. This is the phone call that I took. I'm glad I took it. Now I don't want you to bother me anymore. And
are you feeling okay?
I'm sorry?
Are you feeling all right, sir?
Did you see me on TV?
Yeah.
Why would I feel good? I look like a fat freak, you're right. And my face twitches like I'm a tard. You know, do I feel okay? I feel like warmed over manure. I feel like warmed over dog do. No, I don't feel good at all.
All right,
Can I get a dozen crullers to go? So anything...
All right, so we're in a donut shop.
Sure, I mean, I've got to keep up appearances.
Yeah. Jerry Lewis. So in other words, if you look fat, just hang out in donut shops and no one will say, oh, you poor man, you're on steroids. No, ma'am, it's just a lot of these maple bars. Tons and tons of bear claws, maple bars, and the stuffed jelly donuts. All right, it's the Phil Henry Show. Our website, philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com. The summer is screeching to a halt. It's come to a really unhappy ending. Our souvenir shop, though, is, well, you can get a souvenir of the summer listening to the Phil Henry Show, laying on the beach as you did, laying about. You can go to the souvenir shop and get our Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt, Ted's of Beverly Hills barbecue apron, Ted's of Beverly Hills shot glasses. If you'd like, you can go over to the Bobby Dooley Western Estates Homeowners Association shop and pick up on the tote bag from Western Estates, the beautiful spa robe from Western Estates, or the ball cap from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, as well as the very popular polo shirt. Or how about Jay Santos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police Shop? Go on over there. You get that travel mug. You get those pouch jackets in either blue or black. Also, the Citizens Auxiliary Police baseball cap and the new Citizens Auxiliary Police watch that hang. What do I call it? A belt watch. That thing's beautiful. You know, half of the stuff we have for sale in our souvenir shop, I've never even seen. I've never even gotten my hands on it. We don't give this stuff away. We sell it. I got to buy it. Can you imagine that? Me buying my own stuff? So head on over to the souvenir shop. And while you're there, if you really... plus, by the way, thank you for reminding me, Chris, the watch has a compass built into it so you know where the hell you're going, right? Because I don't know how many of you guys, you dizzy bastards out there walking around bumping into things, get yourself a compass from the Phil Henry Show and you go, oh, look at this. This is where I am. Okay, thanks. I don't know where I was. By the way, when you're there, it helps when you're wheeling out of the hat at 2 a.m. in the morning, for instance, just going, okay. By the way, while you're there, pick up the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD. The money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. And these are kids from all over the country who need a resource center to get them back on their feet and get their lives straightened out. They have run away, and, you know, nobody wants them. So the CD goes, 100% of the CD goes to fund my friend's place. So Phil Henry Show, we'll be right back.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686.